again. I'm going to Disneyland.
It's Thursday again, and I'm Jake, and here's Riff.
Hello.
How's it going? How you been since Monday?
I've been good, doing good.
What have you been doing?
Been putting together gigantic Lego monstrosity.
I hear it's the largest Lego set that has ever been made.
That's possibly true. Yeah.
That's what it said in that letter. I was kind of surprised. I imagined always that they sold something that was.
Well, 5,000 pieces is a lot of pieces. I've never heard of one that's more expensive than this.
That's true.
And it still breaks. Apparently, the average cost of a Lego set is a dime for every piece, and it still breaks down about that same amount in this one. So,
that's expensive. Especially considering some of the smaller pieces that are no way worth a dime.
Yeah.
But then you get some of the huge pieces for a dime. Yeah.
So.
Especially if it's like one of those Harry Potter sets where you get a, entire castle in one Lego piece. I still don't know how to feel about the Indiana Jones stuff. It just doesn't look all that cool.
I'm going to reserve until I can get a real look at it rather than those tiny blurry box shots.
I mean, just the fact that it's like a Jeep, you know, a Jeep, whatever.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, I'm not really interested in vehicles. If they do a good, like, temple or something, though, that'll be cool.
Yeah. Perhaps a temple of doom.
Ooh. Perhaps.
Perhaps some sort of representation of a crusade. Perhaps the last crusade. Raiders of the Lost Ark. What was the fourth one? Was it like Indiana Jones and the Legend of the Crystal Skull or whatever?
Something like that.
I wish somebody would kill George Lucas.
Well, apparently all he's doing is producing, and Spielberg is the one that's really in charge.
Who wrote the script?
I don't know.
I'm just worried. You know, nothing has ever been successfully revisited. Tron was successfully revisited by a video game company.
Yeah.
And That should be the model. That should be the model for everything from the 80s, everything from our childhood. Tron 2.0. Yeah. It was treated so lovingly, and it was like the original material was both respected and expanded upon in its own spirit, and it was just beautiful.
I should go back and finish that. Or more likely reinstall it and play it again.
Right. You know what I started playing again today? I had to go home for a little while in the middle of the day, and I installed Clive Barker's Undying.
I just downloaded
the Jericho demo.
Yeah.
It's still downloading on my computer at home. But that was what got me thinking about it. It's weird. Apparently he had another game that he started working on in between the two, because Undying came out like in 2001, I think. I was reading today, and he had another one where it was like same kind of deal, like a sort of adventure first person shooter kind of thing, where you're the bad guy, which would have been interesting.
Yeah.
Undying is good though. I'm excited, and I've
never played it. I don't even know about it.
Going back and installing games that are like 5-6 years old because they just run so well with all the settings turned up. And it's at the point where, you know, the graphics in it, it's not like Ocarina of Time where the graphics make it difficult to play.
Yeah.
You know? There aren't the weird sort of restrictions on the geometry. It looks ugly. You see people walking up steps and it's like they're just sort of walking straight across, and every time they hit a step, they just instantly jump up the height of the step, you know?
And the way, like, the motion of their legs doesn't match their strides, so you get that gliding across butter-covered ice.
Yeah. And they're all of the faces in the game are just kind of a handful of polygons with really blurry, like, face textures on them, so everybody just kind of looks like a weird, you know, robot monster. But, no, it's neat. It did some really, really cool things atmospherically, and I don't understand. I just don't understand why it was such a commercial failure. You know, it was just one of those things like Psychonauts, like immense critical success. Not, I guess, immense critical success. It averaged like 85s on reviews. You know, by basically the same standards that games are reviewed today, which is pretty good for a, you know, kind of a no-name game, something that's not part of a franchise. And everybody, find Clive Barker's Undying. Yeah. Runs like a charm on modern hardware. It's awesome. I'm a little worried about Jericho being... BioShock was okay, but it would have been better if it had been a PC game, you know, as opposed to a game that was simultaneously developed on the PC and several consoles. Because, invariably, fucking Final Fantasy VII for the PC was so much more difficult to play than it needed to be because it wasn't, like, the interface wasn't rewritten for the PC, right? Like, you were just sort of, you had a, you know, directional pad with the arrow keys and then four buttons that you could press, and that was, like, it, you know, because it was just a sort of a port of a PlayStation game. And just simplified gameplay for the sake of, you know, like the zero punctuation guy said, dumbed down for the console tards. There's no reason for BioShock not to have an inventory screen, for instance, and it just doesn't. Because there's not, I mean, it's a little weird. Like, I don't think of an inventory screen as something that would be really difficult to deal with on a console. I'm trying to imagine playing Diablo with a console, you know, because it's kind of the
inventory screen. I mean, you just hit select or whatever. And then
you'd move a cursor around.
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, The Legend of Zelda had an inventory screen. It's a console
exactly.
game. Yeah, I don't know. All right, KMD reminds me that I'm supposed to plug the most recent charity auction on eBay. Look at KMD's profile, and it's... I'm not going to tell you what it is, because I'm just not... Anyway, buy it, but don't actually open the package when it arrives. Just burn it. Anyway, look at Cole Moody's profile, and it's you know, make some money for the radio station. Let's see. I'm trying to think if I've done anything worth talking about since Monday. I don't think that I have. It's been working. The item of the month is basically done and in testing, done except for artwork. So we're like. Mm-hmm. We're, like, way ahead of time. And man, the dev team is just going to balance the shit out of it. They have so much more time than they usually do. Lickow Corair says, hey, will we get Halloween goodies for the new NS13 outfits this time? Huh. When Scully made that post that's all the upcoming holidays. Let me look at, let's see, because, what? Goddamn printer. Let's see. I wonder if it's the post called Holidays. September, no. September 20, no. Okay, October 9th is the next trick-or-treat. Okay. We conceived of a holiday for every month for the purposes of getting that calendar printed.
Are we going to, when's the next thing that might...
The next one that would occur?
Yeah.
I think it's the day after tomorrow. But that's the incredibly easy one, as I recall. One that doesn't actually require any content. Why in the fuck does it... Yeah. Yeah, it's the day after tomorrow. We should do that, though, because we don't actually have to do anything. It's just the rollover thing and the message.
I don't remember which one it is.
Oh, it's in the wiki thread if you look at it. I was reading about vampires in Wikipedia. I just did a Wikipedia search for vampire. And there are a lot of weird folk beliefs. Like the sort of, you know, not like the Dracula kind of vampire things, but there were people who believed you could turn into like a corpse that a cat or dog jumped over would turn into a vampire. And if a vampire looked at a pregnant woman, her baby would be a vampire.
Wow, but I mean, all a vampire has to do is go out to a nightclub or something and shit.
And just look at a bunch of... Because pregnant women are always
just looking around. It has to be a pregnant woman.
Yeah, a pregnant woman gets looked at and her baby becomes
He looks at a woman, and eventually when she has a baby, it's a vampire. That was how I read that.
No, it's pregnant.
Okay,
woman.
I see.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, that you know, that way there can still be, you know, a relatively small number of vampires.
Yeah.
If a vampire went to a nightclub, they'd, like, you know, fill the sprinkler system with blood from the butcher shop. did you ever see...
Yeah, whichever Blade movie that was.
It was the first one. It was...
That was a good... It was... I remember it was a really good song they were playing at the time.
Right, just the...
That rave. Well, yeah, but it was a particular...
Kind of crap that you like.
It was a good example of the genre, I felt.
I would imagine that by the time... Yeah, since it's a couple of weeks until the next in-game trick-or-treat, we'll be able to get some stuff together for that. Landar the Second says, I have over 31,000 kills on my troll, but I do not show up on the most kills leaderboard. Is there a requirement I'm not meeting to qualify for the board? Huh. I don't know. I'll have to take a look at that. No. If only there was a thread open where I could paste this thing into when there's a bug report. Made this thing so things that we don't post in on our little to-do list, the titles slowly fade to gray as their corpses become more and more desiccated, and makes it very difficult to read on a laptop. What is it? To-do lists from radio shows. I think it's a rollover in a minute or two.
Yep.
Omega Tank suggests some World of Warcraft references for the shrinking down zone. Atrofeed said, how awesome would it be for Waka Waka to become a chat effect appended to random messages a la Jazz Hands?
I keep forgetting that the next thing I want to do is a thing that adds rimshot or applause or things like that.
Or rim job.
Rim job, yeah. That'll be the one after that.
Right. Yeah, Disky points out a little goofy bit of behavior that, not a big deal, but no reason not to fix it. Or if you try to put 11 of something in, storage, not in storage, in the closet, and you don't have 11, it'll display the "that's ridiculous" thing. Rowden says, you could make Mount Molehill, the shrinking zone, work by putting the word giant in front of every creature and saying, now that you're this tiny, you notice that all these monsters actually have beards. Oh, and then says that the game with the PS2 with the space pirates is Rogue Galaxy. I never heard anything about it, though. It must have not been very good.
Skies of Arcadia was quite good.
Was it?
Yeah, as that sort of Japanese RPG goes, it was a very, very good one.
Was it, goddamn Halo 3 everywhere.
Somebody talking about Halo 3?
No, I just went to game rankings. From the developers of the critically acclaimed Dark Cloud 2 and Dragon Quest series, Rogue Galaxy. It's got an 84 on game rankings.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah. Must not have been that big of a deal, though. Control up to 3 characters at a time. That's a minus for me. Highly detailed environments. Yeah, that sucks. Compelling storyline. Fuck that.
Who needs it?
Access to multiple mini-games and be able to generate custom weapons and items by creating their own factory. And all the weapons have hit points, and your weapons run out of hit points 1,000 times faster than you do.
Great!
Oh, it's from the makers of fucking Dark Cloud. That should have been my favorite game ever. It had every aspect. It had so many aspects of video games that I like. I actually never played Dark Cloud 2, but Dark Cloud 1. Saying.
Dark Cloud 2 had some... you'd probably still find the same problems, but it had a lot of other neat stuff in it, too.
Hogulus is saying, and not to forget the heavy metal umlaut chat effect.
Yes, I was just going to make a note of that, actually.
You'll make a note of it! Lical Courier says, hey, you guys mentioned something about a zone where you get shrunk. Maybe that could be the next badger, something that drops shrinking powder, or something funnier, that gives you the effect small problem. Or maybe it can give you the effect small wonder, where everyone would think that your brother was the guy from Smashing Pumpkins.
And every episode, we'd come up with some reason for you to pick up a couch, just so that we can get the most use out of that special effect as possible.
Oh, yeah. Did they have it? I don't actually remember. What was... Small Wonder was the one where she was a robot.
Yeah.
What was the one where the girl was, like, an alien and could stop time by touching her nose and talk to her dad, who was this weird diamond-shaped crystal on her nightstand?
Wow. I have no idea.
Out of this world, maybe? It was...
Are you sure that wasn't just a fever dream you had?
No, it was a real show. Out of this world TV series, the United States television series. Teenage girl who is half alien, which gives her unique supernatural powers. Yeah. It ran for 4 years, apparently.
Huh.
Evie Ethel Garland, who lives in California, and discovers that her father is not, in fact, a secret agent, but an alien named Troy. All right. From the planet Doug. Ancient race known as Steve. Fenrir 8806 says, if you guys want to come see They Might Be Giants, they're coming to Michigan Tech. They're coming to Tucson also, so we might... Yeah, I don't know. We're volunteering at Oktoberfest again this year. Get to be bartenders for the day. And it's more fun than it sounds. I really enjoyed myself last year. Pezboy is big into that volunteering for the city of Tempe during their, hey, let's get some Germans over here to play oompa music and sell some beer. So that may or may not conflict with the They Might Be Giants concert. I feel like I might get sick. I saw They Might Be Giants earlier this year already, so it wouldn't be. I know, what have I become? I'm willing to not drive 100 miles to see They Might Be Giants.
My God.
Inferno Hero said, would the Bounty Hunter skill work on super rares? No. Plus, there's no such thing as super rare. There's only ultra rare. Di Vernon points out that the Umphaloskepsis enemy blocking mistakenly triggers if you get the jump on an enemy with auto attack off. I see. Oh, you know what I should do is I should have that only trigger if the monster would be attacking anyway, if something else doesn't stop it. Although it should already be like that. Nightmare started saying the lyrics to the theme song of Out of This World in Dev. So Nightmare knows.
Huh.
It's not surprising, though, because Nightmare and me are the same person.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what Frolop thought.
That said, he was in a pool with his glasses off.
True.
And so, Frontalot wasn't. Nightmare was in a pool with his glasses off, and Frontalot was like, hey, good night, Zach. Nightmare was like, yeah, dude, I'm Dave. Faggot. Stop looking at me while I'm half naked. The move says, regarding the September 17th show in which Mr. Skullhead says he wants to see Across the Universe, what the hell is wrong with you? Did you not see the preview with a Hessian Bono singing Cuckoo Cachoo into the camera?
What?
Robo 9981 says, I would like the person who managed to lose a monocle and his virginity at KOLCon to know that I am your friend's roommate. Thank you, you bastard, for going to con. That's a weird shout-out.
Mm-hmm.
I guess somebody lost their virginity at con.
And their monocle. Maybe they lost their virginity so hard, their monocle flew off.
Right. Straight up in disguise, and then it got, like, tangled up in the ceiling.
Yeah.
And then slung into an air conditioning vent, never to be seen again. Until somebody else finds it, and now it's, like, charmed. Anybody who has that monocle...
That's right.
...loses their virginity.
Hmm.
Unless they've already lost their virginity, in which case it just blinds them. That's really... it's sort of a blessing and a curse. After you lose your virginity, you'd better hope you lose the monocle.
Yep.
Otherwise,
I expect... When you lose the virginity, the monocle automatically leaves so it can do its good works elsewhere.
Yeah, says, why doesn't Zim Merman's guitar help you against the stone statues? I thought that was thought of during testing, and that it did. At the very least, it is supposed to. Let's see. Ah, Jesus. There is so much crap in the code for this game that I can no longer just search for words and actually find stuff. You wouldn't think that looking through a directory full of code for the word guitar would have more than a screen full individual lines of text that contain the word guitar. I'll be damned. Well, I'll have to, I could have sworn that I did that. There must have been something that I added, the functionality to statues during NS13. This will be a good list for me to, go through if I ever find myself unable to come up with anything to do at work. There'll be another feast of minor updates, trivial updates.
I've started spindling the last of the items for this thing I've been working on.
So there'll be that.
Yeah, that's all. Those two things are very nearly to a point where they're all you. Well, and Kevin. For numbers, I guess.
The World is Square says, what is the purpose of the adventure Between a Rock and Some Other Rocks? The only thing I can think of is that it forces you to have the mining gear, but to finish the mining part of that quest, you already need to have the gear, unless you just pulled the ore from Hanks. But if you did that, wouldn't you have needed to originally mine them, and then you have the mining gear in Hanks anyway? Am I missing something, or are your ways higher than our own? Well, it was... an effort to make that quest take 6 pulls in softcore instead of 3 pulls if you want to bypass the actual mining aspect of it, is basically it, right? So it was an entirely solved problem that Well, I don't actually know that this is true. The impression that I got from Dev is that whether or not to pull the ore was a solved problem. Like, it always made sense to pull the three ores, no matter what. Hmm. It was always, you were always better off pulling the ore than you were getting the gear and mining the ore. So we just wanted to throw that actually back into question, make it another decision. You can pull the gear and try and do the mining. You can pull the gear and the ore. I guess everybody now just pulls the gear and the ore, but that's what it was for. That was Mr. Magnifico's idea. And Mr. Magnifico is awesome, so if you don't like it, you shut up.
That's right.
Deus Noctum says, if any bad moon rewards, tattoos, or items, etc., are added later, will those who already did bad moon runs get them retroactively, or have to do more bad moon runs to get them? If we do anything, we'll definitely retroact.
Yeah. The only thing I can imagine us doing is tattoos, and those would be easy to retroactively.
I mean, it's conceivable that we could one day decide to do a consumable as a bad moon reward.
Well,
right?
That's right.
I mean,
we don't have a consumable yet.
I don't think there was any particular rationale for not having a consumable. I think it just didn't come up
right
when we were doing it. But, John Rahman says, what about some kind of familiar that gives a percentage bonus to all your stats? A Knobgoblin life coach? We never have done that.
Yeah, that's true.
It would be, I could see it being interesting in certain, so I mean, I could see it being interesting in the basement, I guess, is what I mean by that. Maybe for PvP.
It could, No, that'd probably be too weird. I was going to suggest it could use the dodecapede trick, but that'd kind of be too much at the low end, I expect.
Well, it depends, right?
Well, it depends on how much goes we gave up. It, but...
Well, it depends on, and if it's 200%, you know, you pull it out on the first day.
Oh, right, percentage, yeah. Like, and then so. It doesn't do anything, so...
Yeah. So, I mean, it's... But that's maybe interesting, right? Because you don't want it... The later you use it...
Yeah.
The more of an advantage you're getting.
That's true. I don't know.
Yeah, the dodecapede is really strange. Because for non-ascenders, we kind of just sold them Mr. Store, and it sucks after a while. Yeah. I don't think that I would do that today. I think that if that mechanic were suggested, that I would probably be like, no. There needs to be some way over the course of a run to reflate it. Nightmare says that most of his childhood fantasies involved having the girl from Out of This World's superpowers. See, and most of mine involved banging the bejesus out of her. So, your childhood was a slightly gayer version of mine. That's one difference between us, Nightmare. Lol. In something today, I typed the word lol, L-O-L-L, and it just didn't even look like a fucking word. Spent way too much time on
well,
the internet.
It's not.
It is. It is.
Oh, L-O-L-L.
L-O-L-L is an actual word.
Right, like, right. Okay, like. Okay.
Madeline says, if any of you guys played Super Demo World, The Legend Continues, it's probably the best Super Mario World ROM hack out there, with comparable gameplay to the original and probably more levels. Huh. I would be excited about a full-fledged Super Mario World ROM hack.
I don't need another reason to be angry.
Really? Like...
Just Mario games in general, just that style of platform game, just... I mean, I go for a little while, and then I'll hit something and just have to put it down so that I don't bounce the controller off the wall.
Huh. I just never got all that frustrated with the Mario games. I mean, there are certainly games that were like that. I'm looking at a speed run of it, which is certainly the best way to preemptively ruin the game for myself. But,
You know what? Speed runs? I mean, I enjoy watching speed runs and stuff, but for some reason, they always make me really sleepy. Like, I'll regularly, like, every time I pull up that website and start looking at speedruns, I almost always fall asleep at the computer while I'm doing it.
That's really strange.
Yeah.
I mean, is it because that's something that you go to when you're out of internet, which always happens at the... what the fuck?
That's possible, yeah.
He just ran over some bricks that looked like stormtroopers.
I think it's just, I don't know, some weird hypnotic quality to it.
This looks cool. I'm gonna download it. I'm gonna have to, I see. Nightmare says, yeah, but he used the superpowers to sneak into the girl's locker room. So then, you know, maybe your childhood was a slightly less gay version of my childhood. You never... It's always like a teeter-totter. It's like a seesaw between him and I to see which of us has the gayest childhood.
So there's like... It's a zero-sum game. There's like a finite amount of childhood gayness between the two of you.
And gaiety.
Gaiety. There you go. Yeah. Interesting.
Yep. It's kind of crazy. Let's see. Morrowland says, I was reading in the forums recently about the wand and dungeon keys. What do you think about having the keys drop from special key monsters outside the dungeon? No, I don't like that. What I'd like to do is just figure out a way on the back end that isn't completely horrible to let you get another wand a couple of days after you blow up a wand. It's trying to figure out a way to do it on a case-by-case basis is the rough one. Like, rather than at rollover having to go through the flag table and say, like, all right, everybody who blew up a wand 2 days ago, delete their flag that says they had the wand. Like, you know, it's not something that I'm willing to make rollover longer for. So it would have to be something in the logic, which is like, if you have this and you haven't, your wand didn't blow up, or, you know, I can't even, I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around the logic for the actual adventure showing up. But I mean, I could do something where it checked when you logged in, if you had blown up your wand. And
What about when the wand blows up, it sets a flag containing today's date?
Yeah, that's what it would have to do, right? Yeah. But then it's just a matter of, like...
And then...
What I'm trying to do is basically the way that adventures get rejected is by this sort of line of code that runs. And trying to figure out how to alter that line of code it's not the end of the world. It's not... The problem is that... There are two flags that store the sort of state of that quest, right? Because if you get beaten by the mimic, you can get the thing again, right? Because it's like this multi-stage thing. And so at some point, the game is going to have to act on knowing that your wand blew up and actually unset those flags, and there's not really any way to do that in the zone logic. But, I mean, I can basically add something that fires when you log in.
Well,
you know, that says if you blew up your wand a couple days ago, remove the blew up the wand flag and remove the ever had the wand in the first place flag. So that, I don't know. It's not, like, it's not the end of the world, it's just not something that I can easily and quickly change. Okay. But...
I shall forbear from commenting, because I don't know enough about how it works to make suggestions.
I have too many to-do lists.
You should put on one of them to reduce the number of to-do lists you have?
Yes. GigaShadow555 says, what would win in a fight? Muhammad Ali or an octopus with boxing gloves? Or a boxtopus, if you will.
Wow. Well,
I mean, does the octopus have a debilitating disease that's binding it to a wheelchair?
Yeah. So maybe this is like Silver Age Muhammad Ali.
Parafert says, what time does rollover occur, and why then? It occurs at 8:30 our time. And the reason that rollover occurs when it does is that it finishes not so late that we can't be there when it happens. We wanted it to happen at night for most people, but at a time when we were definitely always awake.
Because didn't it used to be that it was like at midnight or something, and it was an incredible pain in the ass for us to deal with?
Well, I mean, it was at midnight back when I, you know, when my office was my house, and I was always around at midnight. You know, it's like, sometimes we have to do stuff during rollover, and, so we like for it to be We like for it to be at a time when we can actually, you know, be up without being super tired or already drunk, in my case. The World of Square points out Progress Quest. Yeah, we knew about Progress Quest a long time ago.
I wish there was a Mac version. It sounds like fun. I'd like to see it.
It's. I mean, you could seriously get exactly the same experience by reading about it.
Yeah, okay. I
wonder if there's
PopCap
a game
hasn't done any of the good... any of their good stuff for Mac, which especially after reading the new Zero Punctuation.
You want to play Bookworm Adventures?
You want to play, well, that, but I want to play Peggle.
Oh. I downloaded the demo. It wasn't very fun.
Really?
I played it for 20 minutes, you know, which is a lot, you know, probably longer than I spend on most casual games. Except, fucking, that Kongregate site has gotten its claws into me. It's basically like JS Games, but there are badges that you can earn a la Xbox Live achievements by doing stuff in the games, and so it's just like I'm playing stuff that I would never play for 10 times as long as I wouldn't have not played it for previously because I'm trying to like level up my Kongregate account.
Oh,
and then
God.
Nothing even happens when you level up. It's just level.
Hooray!
I mean, it's neat. It gets some exposure for like, sort of, you know, one-off casual games. You know, you can earn a bunch of points by playing Desktop Tower Defense, which I like playing anyway.
Hmm.
And I was already good at that, so...
They need to implement a peripheral for Xbox Live or the PS3 equivalent thing when they eventually have trophies, where when you get the really good one, it fires confetti out of a box on top of your TV.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yep, there is a total. There's a pretty good fact of Progress Quest on GameFAQs.
Sweet. Well,
yep.
I'm not gonna pull it up now because then I'll sit here and read it.
yeah, you will. Let's see. Ear, nose, and throat problems. Heloise says, "Hi, JNS. This is not a criticism of the Bounty Hunter, again, but just an observation. My character is level 6 at the moment and doing a Mongoose softcore run. Over the last 3 days, while trying to do the Bounty Hunter, I've been unable to do any of the 3 choices, as either the level requirement was too high, or they required me to get things from the Knoll, where the adventures are not available under this moon sign. Is the Bounty Hunter supposed to be only for slightly higher level characters, or do I just have to accept that some days there isn't any bounty to be had?" On another note, I was finding myself getting a little bored with the NS13 content for some reason, but now that my 2 characters have ascended, I'm back to being excited again, and finding a run is almost perfect in the way that each task comes up connected to gaining a new level.
Really?
Well,
neat.
Okay, so basically it came up that if you are a muscle sign... and you are low level, and the Bounty Hunter picks the Degrassi Knoll bounty, that it is possible for there to be a situation in which there just aren't any bounties that you can do that day. And my initial assessment, and you know what I think I posted in the forums, was that I felt like the likelihood of that happening was small enough that it didn't necessarily need work applied to solving the perceived problem, right? Because I kind of figured, like, you know, I said, okay, can you honestly tell me that this is going to happen to you more than, like, 1 day out of every 100 or so? Because if not, then I'm just going to call it not a big deal, and I feel like people were like, yeah, okay, fine. It's possible for it to happen, but it's not going to. By design, it is not possible that the Bounty Hunter will have the same low-end bounty more than once in a row. I might have fucked up and either just not done it that way, but he's not... If the Bounty Hunter can offer the same bounty 2 days in a row, then something is not the way that it is supposed to be. Mm-hmm. So that is something that will prevent that from happening more than 1 day in a row, at least, which then further diminishes the odds, right? Because... Well, although, if you're on a run, you wouldn't probably be too low a level for more than one day. Vaginal Blood Fart says, so I prefer to go have sex wearing a condom instead of making spreadsheets, so I don't have some thousand-turn justification for this, but here's my question. Is there really any advantage to using Thrustmack or lunging Thrustmack anymore? I seem to only be getting a couple points extra damage with a Thrustmack, and the difference between TS and LTS seems to only be the amount of MP I spend. Well, you are more likely to hit the enemy using Thrustmack and lunging Thrustmack. It is, you know, possible, nay, likely, that Thrustmack and Lunging Thrustmack were nerfed a little bit too hard. And, you know, we might... They work better for Seal Clubbers than they do other classes, but, you know, if every Seal Clubber always is just finding it not worth the mana to use it in any situation ever, then it might be time to, might be time to beef it up a little bit again. But, you know, we'll see. And then he says, how about either making them stronger but still not a guaranteed hit, or the same power but a guaranteed hit again? Please and thank you. Love you in the mouth. You don't love me in the mouth. Ziggy Zagnut says, who would win in a fight, Samuel L. Jackson or the black dude from Spaceballs? I don't remember a black dude from Spaceballs. There was the guy from Police Academy, yeah.
That's the only one I remember.
Doing the all... Bing!
Yeah. Bing! I think Samuel L. Jackson would win between those two.
I think Samuel L. Jackson would win in a fight between Samuel L. Jackson and anyone.
Golden Age Muhammad Ali?
Silver Age. Platinum Age. Pokesmot says, the fortune, how powerful is the sorceress? How powerful are you? Should be updated since she no longer scales. Ah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
I had forgotten about that fortune. Huh. Wow, I have no idea where the, powerful is the... Huh. Weird. Are you sure that's the exact wording?
I don't know.
I wasn't talking to you.
I know. But you weren't likely to get an answer from them immediately.
Oh, I guess that's true. Okay. Oh, Fortuna. Oh, you know what? I think it's probably in the... It's probably actually in the quest log. Spindler thing. Pearson 12345 says, I want a reference to 300. A good one. Use your genius. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I didn't see it either. And I have to think that any reasonable references to 300 have already been made by everybody else.
That's probably true. Curious asks, because he is curious, will the new shirts be appearing in the store anytime soon? Yeah, I keep forgetting to do it. I need to talk to Hot Stuff and see if we did, in fact, take pictures. GigaShadow555 says, so how do you guys feel about the fact that people have written erotic fan fiction about your created world? It just means it's on the internet.
Yeah. Rule 34, or whatever it is.
What's Rule 34?
I don't know if I've got the number right, but it's the one where anything you can possibly think of has gay fanfic written about it on the internet.
I see. Like, rule number one is never, ever, 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 ever make a game for yourself. I'd like to find out who that guy is so I can find out where he lives, so that I can find out when he gets off work, so I can be there with a baseball bat.
Challenge him to a game of baseball.
Ah, it is Rule 34. Nightmare was there with a link.
Oh.
The XKCD. Good old XKCD. Wonder how big that XKCD picnic turned out to be.
I don't know.
Wonder if Wikipedia knows. XKCD. Anyway. Spearmeister says, "Hey boys, how about a progress bar for bounty quests and the character pain?" Now, I think that I will, however, do that thing where it tells you how many of the bounty items you've found. Because it does already know that where that... It doesn't have to check the database to know that number at the point where it's displaying that you find the item. So, it can just say you now have X of total.
Yeah.
Damn it. This mouse is seriously just kind of a giant piece of shit. That's what I get for buying the cheapest mouse they have at the store.
That's what you get for buying your mice at the grocery store.
That's true. You're supposed to get them at the pet store.
Yeah.
If you want to get the really tasty mice.
The little pinkies. They're like gummy bears, except they wiggle.
And they're saltier. Fonzo says, "How can I hear the radio? What will I choose? How?"
Wow.
That's, somebody asked Werebear after I announced the radio show today if there were any viruses or payment. No, we're not going to pay you to listen to the show.
We might give you viruses if you ask nicely.
Crimbo Klaus says, "Marianne Crimbo, I've been sending out free drinks. Over 200 a day for a while. I sent you a few, Jick. Hope you enjoyed them." Oh, I did. Anybody who sent me food over the last month or so, some of that food is getting used for something. Testing. The booze is probably still sitting there. Shop Troll says, "Now that the game extends into level 13, any chance of advanced meatsmithing recipes that are relevant at the higher levels?" Yeah. The third tier meatsmithing revamp was waiting for NS13. Really only the first half of the tier 3, because it was designed with the extension to level 15 in mind, or it was at least conceived of with that.
Right.
That's why the feathers are meat smithing ingredients, for instance. Do the feathers get used for chef staves? I think they do, don't they?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Shop Troll says, "Any chance of spaghetti with skull heads granting an effect that randomly appends 'go have sex' or 'use a condom' to messages in chat?" No, I kind of wish that little meme would fall asleep.
Yeah.
Not necessarily die. I wish it would just go to sleep for, well, go to sleep for the rest of my life.
You can have it back when Jick is dead.
Watts Apple Person says, "Hey, remember Dwarf Planet 2003 UB313 or Xena the Warrior Planet? Now it has a better name, Eris. Hail Eris."
That was a long time ago.
Is it really a planet?
Depends on your definition of planet. It is apparently slightly more of a planet than Pluto is.
I see. Solar system. Wikipedia knows everything, Riff.
It's true. Although I was looking up famous people from the specific town the other day, and one of them was the guy who invented the Dremel tool, and the other one was some random porn star. And they had a Wikipedia page about the porn star, but not the guy who invented the friggin' Dremel tool.
Huh.
That upset me. Didn't surprise me, but it upset me.
I mean, wow. It has been suggested that Dremel be merged into Rotary Tool. That's kind of some bullshit.
Yeah.
Does Albert Dremel... Albert Dremel does not redirect into Dremel either. Made me sad that the reason that the Leatherman is called what it is because the guy who invented its last name is Leatherman.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
So it's actually a Leatherman.
Have you seen that new one they're coming out that's all, like, aluminum and skeletal?
Yeah, the one that's, like, super light.
Yeah. It's fantastic looking.
I worry about that, though, that the way that I use mine, it will get... Like, my Leatherman sometimes just gets clogged up with, like, grit and lint from being in my pocket all the time. And I would worry that that one would be even more likely to do that because it's just, like, designed to get... Yeah. I'm really glad that this... I'm really glad that these new ones came out that are actually... That are small, but actually nice.
Yeah.
Because,
Like these?
Yeah, I forget what it's called.
Juice?
Yeah, the one Juice, I've got. Yeah. Sucks. I bought one, and then I was like, well, fuck, I lost it. So I bought another one, and then I found the first one. Which, you know, so now we have two.
Now you can juggle them.
Now we have two, but when I lose one, I'm always like, oh, there it is. No, wait, that's my wife's. But,
mine's a little bit larger and heavier than I prefer, but
Yeah, but you got the super deluxe one with every single tool.
Yeah, I wanted the one that had, like, every possible screwdriver in it.
I see.
So.
I mean, I just never need crazy screwdrivers, you know?
I generally don't, but I like to have them available just in case.
I mean, even the little bitty one that I have has three different size regular screwdrivers. I mean, a Phillips screwdrivers, I guess you periodically will need a little precision Phillips screwdriver, so not like to fix your glasses or whatever.
Yeah, glasses or to like...
But even then, the tiny little flathead screwdriver works on really small Phillips screws, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes I have to do things like open the case to... Or I don't have to do that anymore, but open the case to my old PS2 so that I could polish the lens and things like that.
Putineska says, what should someone do if they submitted a custom avatar form a few months ago and they don't have an accept or reject yet? The thing is, so far, everyone who has sent a message saying, I submitted a custom avatar form 5 months ago, I've looked at it, and it was... like 6 weeks ago, and so it's people, you know, we are like a month behind. There are ones from last month that are not done yet, so we're basically, however far we are into this month, that's how far behind we are, and that's, you know, that's the most behind we've been since we started only allowing the forms to be bought in the first week. And so, you know, I'm sorry about being behind. It's you know, don't really have any excuse for it other than that working on custom avatars is just soul-crushingly terrible, and sorry. But every time somebody says, yeah, I submitted this 3 or 4 or 5 months ago, they're mistaken. If somebody honestly submitted one 5 months ago, and everyone who's said that, I've looked, and it just wasn't that long ago.
I got a PM from some guy the other day that said, specifically, that he sent his in before NS13.
I mean, either a batch got lost and I just haven't checked on any of the people who are in that batch, or they're just trying to... Puccini says... What did Puccini say before that? Actually, how about the items of the month that got screwed by the volleyball nerf get fixed first? But they didn't really get screwed by the volleyball nerf.
Yeah. They're all exactly the same as each other now.
They're still volleyballs. I mean, they're... The volleyball just would have gotten screwed if we had nerfed them, but not the familiars that were part volleyball. Play Havoc says, love Sword Behind! How about a sword where you fuse dictionaries to make a sword of extraordinary magnitude, and it would make all of your chat like Kentucky Fried Movie? What would that consist of? Replace everyone.
I saw it like once a long time ago. So
it would just replace everything that you said in chat with some random sentence from the Kentucky Fried Movie screenplay.
That might be interesting.
That'd be awesome.
But he wants it to make chat like the Kentui Fired Movie.
The Kentui Fired Movie, huh? It's the one about that Japanese guy who loses his job. And, I should take a break here.
Break sounds good.
Send in more questions, people. We're gonna be running low. I always have this problem where I decide to take a break and then I don't have any idea what songs I'm gonna play. So I'm gonna randomly drag stuff out of my old MP3 collection. So we got some Fine Young Cannibals. Moving forward into the K's, we got some Kenny Rogers. Moving forward into the M, we got some Men Without Hats. And then moving even further forward into the P's, we've got some Placebo. So we'll be back in a few, maybe 15 minutes, because we're just, it is a certainty that we're going to run out of questions, so I'm just going to go for a longish music break. See you kids in a bit.
Rock on.
But then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep, dark hole, and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much, I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. I had my foot on the gas as I left the road and blew out my mind. 8 miles out of Memphis and I got nowhere. 8 miles straight up downtown somewhere. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. Just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh
which makes us blessed in this for stormy weather. A friend in need, a friend indeed. My Japanese is better, and when she's pressed, she will undress, and then she's boxing clever. A friend in need, a friend indeed, a friend who bleeds is better. My friend confessed she passed the test, and we will never sever. Days dawning, skins crawling. Days dawning, skins crawling. Days dawning, skins crawling. A friend indeed, a friend who'll tease is better. Our thoughts compressed, which makes us blessed, and makes for stormy weather. A friend in need, a friend indeed, a friend who bleeds is better. My friend confessed she passed the test, and we will never sever.
And we're back.
Woohoo!
The cat is driving me crazy.
Yeah, just throw him off the table.
FireMonkey6647 says, who's Chicken Riff? Chicken Riff is this guy that got created once when Riff and I weren't using the time machine correctly.
Yeah.
He's kind of...
It's kind of like the fly, except he doesn't have to throw up on his food before he eats it.
Yeah, but he's we don't like taking him out in public.
It's like Hamsar, kind of.
Yeah. Gizal says, any possibility we'll see the accidentally leaked chow mains that didn't make it into NS13 in the game someday? I thought the tofofu one was funny. Really, Scully really liked those jokes, and... I was just like, eh. Like, I honestly, and it's weird, because this hardly ever happens. I honestly looked at that, and I thought, wow, he just didn't have any ideas.
Hmm.
And he was like, what are you talking about? I was proud of those. I'm like,
I don't really remember them.
It's odd that he would, because this just doesn't happen, when he would just come up with some content that he's like, yeah, this is great, and I'm just like, no.
Yeah.
No, because it just never
happens. Usually we all really agree on what's funny and what's not.
Yeah. Hmm. Except rape. He doesn't think rape is funny. Well, you know, I say that. He doesn't understand that rape is funny, is the better way of describing it.
All you have to do is imagine Elmer Fudd raping Porky Pig. Right. Or the other way around.
That was
I guess the other way around.
George Carlin.
Yeah.
PSY says, I've heard a rumor. If a Mr. A is donated for, but something happens and it isn't delivered right away, is it possible to ask for a missed item of the month due to the fact? It is, but if I start getting 100 of them every month, it's I shouldn't have even read this question. That is basically something that we didn't publicize, and probably shouldn't have. But yeah, it tends to happen with mail donations because those take a long time to get processed, and so yeah, Zly, ask Zly and she'll tell you what to do. Reverend Noodleson says, I remember hearing in Ye Olde NS11 that the bosses were supposed to have one aspect of the sorceress to prepare you for her. Will you get rid of / change Baron von Ratsworth now that the and Naughty Sorceress doesn't scale anymore, or just leave him as is? I mean, I'm going to leave him as is. It's not like we were trying to maintain some sort of cosmic balance where every boss had exactly one aspect of the Naughty Sorceress. We noticed that, you know,
we noticed
that the bosses that already existed kind of had that, right? And so we filled in the gaps by making the Boner Dagon start knocking shit out of your hands, and
heals himself, I think.
Yeah, made the boss bat heal himself.
Yeah.
But that happens so infrequently that I think people don't even know about it as a feature. But
we could give the Naughty Sorceress 6 more forms like Ed.
That's true. I mean, the main thing there was for there not to be anything about the Naughty Sorceress fight that you had never seen before. Not that the bosses leading up to her were actually some sort of structured tutorial for her. So, no. I mean, you know, the Naughty Sorceress doesn't do huge auto-hitting elemental attacks, but that doesn't mean that Spooky Raven shouldn't. I think Spooky Raven's too hard. It's totally not, though.
I haven't actually fought him with my real character. I still haven't ascended since NS13.
Yeah.
I guess I should do that. I should actually play this game that I write for now that I've got my level 30 trophy.
Mooshotty 3 or Mooshotty 3. And I'm going to say Mooshotty because alternative is just too difficult to contemplate. Just wanted to say thanks for making this great game. It's a great way to kill time during econ, music theory, and computer science. Thanks, guys. Man, imagine having had a computer with internet access while you were in class in high school.
In high school, yeah. I would have flunked so hard.
I don't know that that's true. I mean, I didn't pay any attention in class, and I didn't flunk, you know?
I didn't flunk.
Just wouldn't have sat there.
My senior year of high school, I did basically nothing and got shitty grades because I was pretty much guaranteed to get into WVU no matter what I did because my dad was chair of the English department.
Right.
So
I had a similar, like, my... After I got accepted to the school that I wanted to go to, I still had an entire semester of my senior year of high school left, and I said, look, Dad, can we at least agree that, you know, I know that we didn't see eye to eye on whether all the grades that I got up until this point were just meaningless bullshit or not, but can we at least agree that the grades I get this next semester just don't mean anything, and can I please blow off school? And he was like, fine, just don't bail anything. Embarrassed if you have to go to summer school. Fair enough. So, you know, and me blowing it off, man, I got a couple C's, you know. I mean, it wasn't like it was the end of the world. It was just, I didn't have to feel guilty about those C's. So, that was vindicating. Melee Loaf says, why are accordion thieves the only class without a passive skill? Are they too busy stealing to learn a lifelong skill? Accordion thieves do have an intrinsic.
They've got at least one.
Yeah. Subowski says, will there ever be an equivalent to fortune cookies that boozers / oxy players can get the benefit of? Message in a bottle, something? No. Fortune cookies are not for boozers and oxy players. They're for brand new players on their first run who don't know how to solve the puzzles in the game.
Well, I think he's...
No, I know. Okay. I know what he wants, and he can't have it. That's not what it's for. The thing is, we put that mechanism in there, and I... Because of the way we did it, it got discovered a lot more quickly than I expected it to. We did not mean for people to use it in the course of a run. We meant for people to use it on a multi or in a slow experimental run to glean the tendencies of the semi-rare system for use in runs. But that's not how people are doing it. Teabag Slayer says, are you going to make any new areas besides the beach, the woods, the plains, the mountains, and the island? I don't imagine that like come up with something that wouldn't make some kind of sense in one of those places, you know? Joe is me says, can you change the resulting green text from the slash notes chat command from note added to noted? No real reason, just seems better that way. That's a strange suggestion.
I think I kind of agree, though.
Yeah? What about you make a note of it?
That would also be good.
Okay. Gonna change that right now. Where is that? Note added. You make a note of it. Escape colon WQ. Build, submit new chat, push, submit new chat. Stefora Rebubble says, can Ooh make an Mr. A item that stores adventure? The March Hare kind of stores adventures.
Yeah. That would be kind of interesting, I guess, if there was something that you could... Like, if you had a load of adventures that you didn't need, you could load them into that and then take them out after. But I guess that would kind of...
Weird. The hell? Slapper Susan says, what are the chances that the naval ring could activate a power with perhaps, a nipple noose and a canoe cable, so that when all worn together, there could be some extra kinky sleaze? I'm guessing that we're probably not ever going to make a nipple ring.
Yeah, no.
And we're especially never making a piercing.
Yeah. It's just canoe cable. Oh dear. Yeah.
Man, I have always been really sort of not okay with piercings down there, and I think it was because of my first exposure to that being some very, very unfortunate pornography a friend of mine for God knows what reason.
Do I want to hear this?
Had a copy of a magazine entitled Mature Foxes.
Oh,
so
my.
It's like old lady porn. And there was a woman with a large number of diamond studs. Just like, you know, not only is that not attractive, but it's also an elderly woman porn magazine. Who wants that? Seriously.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not. It's like, you know, it's like the Book of the Month Club for people who like thinking about their parents having sex, or like, you know, a CD of fingernails on a blackboard. You know, it's like not. It's not like. Either like a pain fetish or like a, you know, things being dirty fetish or whatever. You know, like there are a lot of fetishes that. Not that I understand them, but I could understand how they could exist. But,
right,
but
right.
Not that.
Yeah.
It's just, we're... Extra kinky sleaze protection. Yeah, I somehow don't think having a chain running between a nipple ring, a navel ring, and a clit ring would protect you from kinky sleaze. I think, I think if anything,
being more afraid of catching it on doorknobs. Oh God! Can we talk about something else now?
Sure. You got Uncle Slab checking in. Let's see. My wife has forgotten that I am on the radio, and that's why she keeps calling me. Istanbul says, do you have the new VolleyCon and FairyCon ready for the October switchover? Now, we're still kind of trying to come up with ideas that satisfy us, and I'm gonna go ahead and say right here that we reserve the right to push that back however long it takes us to come up with an idea we like.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it's not like the effects of them are exactly the same, so if it takes us a little longer, it's not that big a deal.
Yeah. The content is the only important thing.
Yeah.
No, seriously, think about it for a second, and you will understand why I'm not answering the phone. Andrew the Wumpa says, I'm playing through Tron 2.0 as we speak. It seems amazing, if a bit frustratingly hard. It was really hard.
Yeah. I ended
a lot of auto-saving.
And there's that one sniper sequence that I just couldn't do without cheating up the ammo. And that was pretty much where I stopped playing.
The sniper sequence where you're clearing the platform for the data bus?
You're up in a tower, and you're like defending the AI as all the little guys come swarming up.
Oh, that one. Oh, yeah. Okay, right. I totally, after the one part where the system's being reformatted, and so there's just that giant red wall that's extends to infinity in every direction, is slowly eating the level. That was so fucking awesome.
Yeah.
God, that game is good. I guess I played most of the way through it earlier this year. Now that I think about it, I don't know why I don't know why I quit. Will October's item of the month be equipment? No, it's a familiar. And then, could you upload the show right after it finishes so I could download it and listen to it at work? Yep, I will upload it right after it finishes. Mecca says, if you don't mind, would you mind repeating the theme for Crimbo this year? If you don't mind, would you mind? Seems like a strange way to preface something. I don't think we've talked about...
Yeah, I don't think we have either.
Did the suggestion come up on a radio show?
I don't think it's possible
that we just said... We pretty much got it laid out. It's just a matter of writing the content and...
I think we talked about the thing I thought of based on that song.
Right.
But I don't think the
actual... There it is. Now they have just enough information to know.
But we haven't talked about what the theme...
Yeah, somebody in the forums had an eerily prescient...
Oh, really?
Yeah. They'd been taking either their Mr. Mag pills or their very obvious pills, depending on how clever we feel like we are at this moment. Mr. Mongoose says, what do you guys think about Halo 3? There's a Halo 3?
Yeah. Didn't play the second one.
I keep making the first joke over and over again. I tried playing the first one, but seriously, I thought that there was something wrong. I thought that there was a bug. I'm not even making this up to be sarcastic. I genuinely thought that there was some sort of bug that was causing us to have to play through the same level over and over and over again. But it turns out that the gameplay at that point is just that repetitive. If a first-person shooter does not have a compelling single-player campaign, then I'm not interested at all. Clyde Barker's Undying doesn't even have multiplayer.
Nice.
So they didn't have to... They didn't have to do anything to the game for multiplayer considerations, and that's a very good thing. Enter the Wumpa says, having enjoyed playing Bioshock, have you considered or have you already played System Shock 2? I would love to play System Shock 2, it's just that I can't.
Yeah.
I have found one computer that it will actually run on, and now that computer, I think, has been fucking stolen. So, I have nothing. Nothing to, I had one laptop once that would run it for more than a minute or two before it crashed. I haven't tried it on my new machine. I have not tried it on Windows Vista. It's possible, but I just don't want to get my hopes up.
Sounds unlikely that it would work on Vista and not XP.
Yeah, but I mean, it worked on 2000, but not XP, so it's... I don't think there's any real reason that it didn't work on XP. I just think it was some... Trouble is, I have an old machine that I kept. I have a 486-66 that I kept around before the days of DOSBox to play games on, and it's not nearly powerful enough to run. You know, I could maybe run System Shock on like a Pentium 2, but I don't have one of those laying around.
Yeah.
Maybe like I would actually install Windows 95 on a box just to play that. And I don't even know. Like if I installed Windows 95 and Windows 98 on, you know, if I just like basically built a computer out of spare parts that I had laying around and installed 98, I don't know where, like, I don't know that I'd be able to find, like, DirectX 5 or DirectX 6 to install that would actually allow the game to run. Like, Owlish says, I played Diablo 1 on the PS1. It worked just fine. Oh.
Well, all right, then.
Snooge says, can you implement a permeable screwdriver sense skill? It bugs me that my innate screwdriver sense tells me the rusty screwdriver is Phillips when it's clearly a straight slot.
No, it belongs to Philip.
Yeah. Snooge says, it's an affront to KOL carpenters everywhere. Like, KOL Karen carpenters? Boostafarians?
We have some of those.
Enter the Wumpa says, you have talked about the Wikigasm before. What is it? Is it actually wiki software? No, it's nothing like a wiki. it came out, okay, so Hot Stuff's roommate, it used to be, during Ascension testing, we had a forum thread that was a big list of things to do, and then Hot Stuff would add new things to the list, and then I would go in, and when I had dealt with items on the to-do list, I had a bunch of things that I would, that were like basically big words in different colors and font tags that I would cut and paste onto the end of lines on the to-do list.
Right, I remember that.
Right, you know, so it was like done, meh, ready for testing, whatever. And so in that, we developed the sort of scheme that we currently use in the Wikigasm where the things are like not quite done, stuff like that. But his roommate, who, you know, did some serious computer stuff. He's
which roommate?
Sorab, the cool Wikipedia. And he's like, it's like making fun of us for this sort of weird ad hoc CVS that we were doing. He was like, you guys need a wiki. Like, we absolutely don't need a wiki. But we ended up calling the sort of to-do list tool that we built after Ascension. The last thing on the to-do list was make a to-do list. See, and now there's the get fewer to-do lists. Yep. But now each of the posts in the Wikigasm are to-do lists rather than, you know, individual items. But no, it's some software that we made up. Mini Lizard asks, when any idea on when we're going to find our nemesis and fight them? Yeah, fuck. It's getting to the point where we got a lot of people playing the game who've never known a world where the cave existed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to. They're probably only a
few. We could always just put the old cave back until we're ready.
I feel like it needs a little bit of writing adjustment anyway. But, I mean, it's... Yeah, I just don't know what to do with it. I just don't know. I mean, that whole random cave generator thing would be nice, but, Another one possessed why there hasn't been any advertising for Halo 3.
Hasn't been for me, because
Captain Kirk
TV
says, wow, really? I mean, there's like a giant fucking Halo 3 out on the front of Circle K. Have you not been to Circle K in the last couple months? Weird. Where do you get food?
Not Staples, but sounds kind of like Staples.
Safeway?
Safeway, yeah.
Huh. And you didn't see the Mountain Dew Game Fuel?
I heard about it.
Halo 3.
They talked about it
soda.
On Penny Arcade or whatever, but I didn't actually notice it anywhere.
That's got to get weird for them, because I'm sure that, I mean, they've, you know, dealt with Microsoft in a professional capacity. It's a little weird for them to make comics making fun of companies that they have business partnerships with.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I think they pretty much stick to their guns on, like, we're going to make fun of you if you do something that deserves to be made fun of.
Yeah, that's probably something that they put up front in the negotiations. It's like, we're not going to stop making fun of you just because we're working together.
Mooshotty says, "Hey, Jake, you talked a couple days ago about not getting the orange box. However, I'd say that Team Fortress 2 alone is worth the $45, hands down." Yeah, but you say that because you like multiplayer PvP first-person shooters, and I hate them. I hate them. I don't know if Half-Life 2 Episode 2 is out yet or not. I think the orange box releases on October 10th. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. It's only like a month until Hellgate London. But not for you. You gotta wait until the PC thing comes out.
Probably longer, because I'm thinking I might end up going for the car before I go for the computer.
Carb. Enter the Wumpa says, "Hey, Jixter, when you were at PAX, did you see Jonathan Colton?" No, we didn't get in there until after Jonathan Colton was off the stage. You know, he's one of those things that I wish I cared about. I wish I could bring myself to give him a chance, but I just kind of can't.
I'm going to go answer the door.
Dr. Van Van Mojo says, "Any chance of new bounties? There are a lot of areas that don't have them, particularly some of the new NS-13 areas." Yeah, you know, I'm open to it. I just, they came in fairly reasonable sets as I was working on them, and so that's why they exist the way that they do now. Have you given any thought, he also asks, as to how to improve people's pyramid experience? Last I heard, this soft growth strategy was to just pull 10 tomb ratchets and skip it. Will this be quashed?
I can't understand how that can possibly be better, because that's just so many pulls. And it seems like there's got to be other stuff in the game where you could save more turns with those pulls than by doing that.
Apparently not, though.
Yeah, obviously I'm not one to say that. I don't play that sort of game, but dang, man.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the way to improve the pyramid experience is to make the pyramid more interesting from a content perspective. That's the way to improve every experience. So, Zeno said that after Con, you guys would start looking at the collected data for which classes need work, particularly for Bad Moon. Have you done that yet? Any early findings? Well, I mean, we've been paying attention to the leaderboards. Somebody said they were pretty close to doing an 11-day Postomancer run.
Yeah, they. I think I heard that they would have had it if the Sorceress hadn't beat them.
Yeah. And is that, if that's true, then they should have a 12-day. Yep, Oxmart has a 12-day Postomancer run. So that, I mean, that the gap is surprisingly narrow. You know, we got on the fastest runs, we got 11, 12, 12, 13, 14, 14, which is a fairly narrow spread.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's, I don't know that there is a lot of, I think we were expecting to have to do a lot more balance work than we are actually going to end up doing to the Hades stuff. You know, and it appears that there is still, even in the last couple of days, significant progress being made. You know, a board hit the Postomancer, or a run hit the Postomancer board that was 3 days shorter than the previous shortest run. So there is obviously, even without us changing anything, there is obviously some more stuff that we're going to have to do. There's more stuff for people to figure out about the existing thing without us changing it at all. Silly Sally says, "How many people attended KOLCon?" Like 400. Dr. Van Van Mojo says, "What, if any, other games do you look at when considering design cues? And hey, that idea might work here too. Just whatever you happen to be playing, or is there a peer group?" There's nothing else that I really, I don't know. I mean, I would say World of Warcraft, but honestly, I don't feel like I tend to take a lot of design cues from there so much as try and understand what the kind of underlying principles that their design is trying to exploit, like, you know, principles of, you know, player psychology, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
the way that the map and travel works in that Cthulhu game is very similar to what I was thinking for that other game idea.
I'm beginning to think that it is not possible to make a game like that with really wide appeal.
Think so?
Because, Cthulhu Nation only has, 8,000, 9,000 registered accounts, and it's been out for, a year.
Has it been out that long?
Yeah. Yeah, it was middle of last year that it came out. It's gone through at least one serious sort of visual revamp, at least, since the interview that I read. And it is a good game. It is fun. You know, Nexus War was fun for a while. There are a lot of people who like Urban Dead. There are a lot of people who like Urban Dead, but there are not a lot of people who like Urban Dead.
Right.
I think that a game where you're actually moving around on a grid is just never going to get bigger than a mud. And I don't know, I think that based on just entirely overwhelming evidence that I've seen.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you all think that's something just that to do, because, I mean, it might just be a content problem, right? I mean, it might not be the fault of the map grid system. If it might be that there's something else with these games that's preventing them from being big.
I mean, I think the map grid system kind of limits the amount of content that you can have. Because, you know, you don't want stuff to be too crowded, right? And then you don't want stuff to be too big. I mean, if every map grid had a little mini game that was the size of a zone in KOL, you know, then it's... I don't know. I mean, you like to think about travel time as being an interesting mechanic, but it just isn't. It is not, in and of itself, interesting. You know, you think about it, and then you're like, well, you know, okay, so one of the things that you can reward players with as they advance is, you know, ways to free the impediments of travel time or whatever, you know.
I think it's not so much travel time that I think is interesting, more as sort of landscape. Like the feel of X being a little further away than Y is, and just more of a, I don't know, geography.
The problem that I have when actually playing that Cthulhu Nation game, if the map was on screen all the time, then I would have a considerably improved sense of place, I think.
Yeah.
But since it's not, it just seems really myopic. It's sort of like the...
I definitely think it could do with having another ring of hexes.
Another ring of hexes, yeah. I mean, that would at least help, because you kind of can't see the shape of anything on the field where you're actually playing the game, and that's, you know, even if I have a vague idea of how to get somewhere, I will always fuck it up. I will always overshoot it. I will always... And just the fact that... I honestly think that if you have a game where your actions in the game are a limited resource, that a game where moving takes up those actions is just never going to be
what I was popular. Thinking was separating them. You'd have action points and you'd have movement points.
Right.
And if you ran out of movement points, you could cash action points in to get more, but not the other way.
Do like a burst of energy thing that you can do or something.
Yeah. I mean,
that's, you know, is that sort of interesting, because it basically is, you know, like KOL, except you have to make some decisions about which zones you're going to on that day.
And plus you get like exploration, which is fun.
Right. I'm not saying that the game wouldn't be good. I'm saying that the game wouldn't be popular. I don't think it's possible for a game like that to actually be accessible the way, you know.
The way KOL. KOL definitely has the accessibility. We get a lot of people that have never played games before.
Yeah, I mean, and it's... I feel like it's kind of like... You know, it is a complex game that is hidden underneath a game designed for very, very casual game players. And so it's... you know, that's the thing. If you made a game where, you know, if we made a game that was on par with Nexus War in terms of complexity, we would have people playing it, and it would be, you know, the people playing it would just be the people who are hardcore speed ascenders in KOL. Yeah. You know, it would be the really hardcore contingent, because you would have to be that hardcore to even get into it.
Yeah.
Because the sort of barrier to entry on seeing content is just, it's not, you know, it's not overwhelming. It's just a little too bad. You know, it's like, you know, World of Warcraft compared to EverQuest. Like, you can go places in World of Warcraft. You can run around and see stuff and not feel like you're just totally getting your ass kicked.
Yeah.
Whereas EverQuest, like, you know, EverQuest just actively punishes exploration.
Really?
EverQuest 2 is a little better about it. I spent a few hours playing EverQuest 2, and it's a little better, but still, it's so much of the gameplay just seems so inscrutable compared to World of Warcraft, and it's just like...
Hmm.
And what's weird is that World of Warcraft is the only MMO that I can think of that does not have a tutorial zone.
Well,
you're dropped. I mean, you're in a zone that nobody else is in, but you are dropped straight into the world. You're not.
Okay.
It's not like suddenly. I mean, because the way that it works in like, you know, I played EverQuest 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
And okay, when I first started playing EverQuest, this was fucked up, right? Start out on the docks in this town, and it happened to be nighttime the first time I logged in, and just could not fucking see a thing. I didn't know that I had a light source in my bag that I could equip. And so my first 15 minutes of playing EverQuest were having fallen off of a dock and stumbling around in the dark trying to figure out how the fuck to get back. There's no map.
There's
no sense of you can't even tell, unless you hit a button 10,000 times, what fucking direction you're facing. They've at least gotten rid of that in EverQuest 2, right? But it's very, you know, it's very, very mud-like, where it's just throw you in there and then it's kind of sink or swim, right? And the people who get into it get really into it, but if you, you know, there's a difference between, like, starting somebody out with a rope and starting somebody out with water wings, you know, and the whole sink or swim thing. Because, like, EverQuest 2, you've got this tutorial island where there's all these nice, you know, sort of narrative arcs of quests that you're doing and stuff. And then, as soon as you're done with that, pow, here you are in this giant city with no fucking indication of where you're supposed to go.
Oh, great.
Or who to talk to or anything. And it's like,
yeah,
it's better, but still. We should be done on radio.
Okay.
I'll see if Slab Bulkhead is ready. And if not, we'll see if Beef Squat Thrust can fill in.
Stone Rock Jaw.
That episode was so great. So we're going to go out on some Ruby Soho, since our destination is just entirely unknown. I may or may not do the show on Monday. I'm probably going to lean toward no, so we'll have another Skullhead and Friends, and then we'll see you Thursday.
All right, and I'll see you guys Thursday. Unless I see you Monday, but probably I'll see you Thursday.
Destination, now, through the river, we go. Destination, now, through the river, we go. lovers in the distance as she watches the beautiful one. Ladies, fading out, she disappears.